New Country Z100 Thompson Square. If I didn't have you, Kent, the Country Morning Show at 8:37. Beautiful sunshine today. 34 degrees is where we're headed to today. Wind gusts up over 20 miles an hour at times. As we have got a bachelor update right now at New Country Z100. My wife joined me earlier through a voice message. We got two things to tackle here. First, we'll get to the bachelor update tonight. The new bachelor again. It's Ben Higgins. He sent some crazy women home last night, last week. Apparently last night there was a mouse in our bedroom, and I thought I was dreaming or something. I know I got hit in the arm by my wife, and I've got her on the phone line right now. Joy, what was it there that you saw?
I woke up and I looked up, and above our heads in the corner, it was walking across the ceiling, and I jumped up and hit you.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah, I remember that.
And about the time I hit you, it got to the vent and went in the vent.
How could a mouse fit into those little slots in the vent? You know what I mean?
They can squeeze in small spaces. They can do it.
I don't doubt that it probably has enough traction up there with the little popcorn ceiling thing. And so
I don't know if it really happened or not. I really think it did.
Yeah. Did you?
I don't know.
Did you hear it say anything?
I don't know why I woke up. Like, if I heard something, but I woke up. We had just fallen asleep not too long before that, so I'm not sure what woke me up, but something woke me up. And then I really couldn't sleep after I saw the mouse because I'm Googling stuff and freaking myself out. So then I slept on the opposite end of the bed so that if it fell, it wouldn't land in my hair.
It would land in my head. That's crazy. That is late night Googling at its best. So on your Google search, you have, can mice walk on textured ceilings?
Yeah, I looked at pretty much every website.
We'll deal with this situation later tonight, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's switch gears here and briefly just give everybody a preview in case they missed it. Last week it was the season premiere of The Bachelor for 2016. Ben Higgins is, what is he, 26?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Originally from Indiana, hometown Midwestern boy, now lives in Colorado. He was on before. When was he on before?
He was on Caitlin's season.
But he is now the new Bachelor, and there's a whole slew of women here that we met last week. And he sent some home immediately, which every year on The Bachelor, there's always one crazy person, but there was multiple crazy people, I thought, from the season premiere. Would you agree?
Yes. There were two. Lace, I felt like she was crazy, and he kept her.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dentist, which I cannot think of what her name is right now.
Yeah, the Lace thing was crazy because he wasn't making enough eye contact for her, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I thought that was... And she, right off the bat, they're already arguing, Joy.
Yeah, he kept her, which he did pick her last.
Yeah.
But he kept her, and she still pulled him aside and... You know, basically said, you weren't looking me in the eyes, and if you don't want me, just send me home. And I think at that point, he was wishing that he had.
Yo. Oh, I know. I think he's probably wanting to go grab somebody else here. Coming into tonight's show, who should we be looking for to make a move? Who do you feel good with as far as the bachelorettes are concerned?
I am really liking Lauren B. She's the flight attendant.
Mm-hmm.
I like her. I think she's going to go far. She's my pick for the season. I know you liked Olivia, who got the first impression rose.
I did because she sounded like she could communicate to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's her job, kind of.
It is. She's a TV reporter.
Yeah.
So you're going with Lauren B. all the way.
I am. I like her a lot. I think Rachel, she's the dark-headed one that rode in on the scooter.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe they'll show her more. I think she's going to come out more in the season. But she's unemployed, so I'm not sure what that's about. But I liked her as well.
A good cross-section of women here with all different things. We've got an Afghanistan war veteran in here. We've got a dentist. We've got a TV reporter. We got software salespeople. We got a flight attendant. And that's the one you're picking, Lauren B., to take this thing home. It's you, Joy, and Reality Steve.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what Reality Steve says, but that's apparently the place where everybody goes and what have you. So we'll watch it tonight. I will officially check in my man card again tonight, and then tomorrow we'll recap it, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, babe. Have a great day. I love you.
All right. Love you, too.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
All right, so there it is, and Lauren B. is the top pick. So tonight, in between that, during commercial breaks, I'm fighting a mouse, apparently, at my house.